Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a presentation of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation is shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard and affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter congregation, and on this fourth Sunday after Pentecost, we look forward to sharing Christ's holy word with you through scripture and song. The Old Testament reading for today from the final chapter of Isaiah presents peace and comfort to Jerusalem, the people of God. But it is framed by proclamations of judgment and condemnation of those who follow the law without faith or simply refuse to follow the law. The source of peace and comfort is God, as he says, "I will extend peace, I will comfort you." We sing of this new creation of God in Jerusalem, my happy home.
A reading from the 66th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her and joy, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breast, that you may drink deeply with delight from her glorious abundance. For thus says the Lord, "Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse, you shall be carried upon her hip, and bounced upon her knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice. Your bones shall flourish like the grass. And the hand of the Lord shall be known to his servants, and he shall show his indignation against his enemies."
Jerusalem, my happy home, when shall I come to thee? When shall my sorrow have an end? Thy joys when shall I see?
St. Paul addresses the responsibilities we each have as members of Christ's body. Bear one another's burdens. Let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. As we support one another, we do so in humility. By St. Paul's example, far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We express this in the hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross."
A reading from the sixth chapter of the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone, and not in his neighbor, for each will have to bear his own load. One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them, and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen.
Gospel reading from St. Luke follows what we heard last week concerning what would be involved in following Jesus. Today, he sends out 72 disciples ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. He prepared them for rejection, with pronouncements of condemnation that mirrored the prophets on the towns that would reject them. We are given no indication of how long the proclamation about the kingdom of God to Judea took, but it was more time than a simple reading of the text might initially suggest. They were to stay at a house, heal any who were sick there, eat and drink with them, and tell them that the kingdom of God has come near to them. They returned to Jesus with joy. We then recall that he had sent them on ahead into every town and place where he himself was about to go. As the 72 returned with joy, as even the demons were subject to them in the name of Jesus, we sing, God's own child, I gladly say it.
A reading from the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, The kingdom of God has come near to you. But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, even the dust of your town that clings to our feet we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day from Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable in the judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You shall be brought down to Hades. The one who hears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me. The 72 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you, visiting with you, and worshiping with you. Our weekly worship service is Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, followed by Bible class and summer Sunday school activity time for all ages. Various small group Bible studies and other activities meet throughout the week. Always know that the sound, movement, and energy young children bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all and is welcomed. The new school year is just around the corner. If you are looking for a high-quality, Christ-centered education for the child in your life, please consider St. Peter Lutheran School. If you would like more information regarding the school, please contact Principal Rhonda Reimers at 574-896-5933. Go forth in the knowledge that you are God's own child.